Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, December 1st. You'll be interested to know, today is Cyber Monday. This annual online shopping celebration offers joyful savings and community excitement as retailers showcase special deals and early holiday treats. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's sunny and it feels like 28 degrees with 12 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:11 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:54. It looks like we're in for a sunny day with a high near 42, but temperatures will drop to around 36 in the afternoon, accompanied by a moderate west wind at 7 to 14 miles per hour, gusting up to 25. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with a low around 25 and light winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Monday will be at 7:15 with a low tide just after 1:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 49 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Tuesday morning brings snow likely between 7 a.m. and 10 a.m., then changes to rain with a high near 41 and only a dusting of accumulation possible. Rain continues into Tuesday night with mixed precipitation likely before 11 p.m. and lows around 26 as north winds pick up to around 10 miles per hour. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, as we wrap up Thanksgiving, Gloucester is gearing up for a major historical event as the nation prepares to commemorate its 250th anniversary. In just 7 months, the city will host a massive reenactment of the Battle of Gloucester, recreating the scene from August 8, 1775. Steve Cole, a member of the Lexington Minutemen and organizer, emphasized that this will depict the challenging naval skirmish, both on land and at sea. On June 20th and 21st, 500 reenactors will illustrate the attack and daily life from that time, with stories shared throughout the day. Stage Fort Park will provide parking for about 600 to 800 vehicles. Now on to sports. Last night, on Sunday Night Football, we've had a good one, with the Broncos at Commanders going into overtime. Unfortunately, the Commanders have now lost their last 7 games as they came up short, 27-26. Denver has now won 9 in a row, with a record of 10-2. And tonight, the Patriots are aiming for their 10th consecutive win in a Monday Night Football matchup against the New York Giants. With a record of 10-2, the Pats haven't lost in 2 months. However, they will be without 2 starters on the offensive line due to injuries. Rookie left tackle Will Campbell and left guard Jared Wilson are both out. Wide receiver Stephon Diggs emphasized the need for preparation against a formidable defense. Meanwhile, the Giants have lost their last 6 games but are adjusting under interim coach Mike Kafka. Rookie quarterback Jackson Dart is expected to return after a concussion. Kickoff is at 8:15 Eastern on ESPN and ABC. In local sports, last night, on Sunday Night Football, we got a good one with the Broncos at Commanders going into overtime. Unfortunately, the Commanders have now lost their last 7 games as they came up short, 27-26. Denver has now won 9 in a row with a record of 10-2. And tonight, the Patriots are aiming for their 10th consecutive win in a Monday Night Football matchup against the New York Giants. With a record of 10-2, the Pats have not lost in 2 months. However, they will be without two starters on the offensive line due to injuries. Rookie left tackle Will Campbell and left guard Jared Wilson are both out. Wide receiver Stephon Diggs emphasized the need for preparation against a formidable defense. Meanwhile, the Giants have lost their last 6 games but are adjusting under interim coach Mike Kafka. Rookie quarterback Jackson Dart is expected to return after a concussion. Kickoff is at 8:15 Eastern on ESPN and ABC. In top news, on November 27, 2025, the Great Pacific Garbage Patch has grown so large that dozens of species now call it home. Marine researchers are observing that plastic waste has created a sort of artificial shoreline far from land. In the North Pacific subtropical gyre, floating objects become trapped in a rotating current system. This region now contains tens of thousands of tons of plastic, allowing coastal species to survive and reproduce in the open ocean. This discovery may reshape marine ecosystems and species ranges worldwide, as human-made plastics provide new habitats for coastal life. In business news, Wall Street kicks off the final month of the year with a packed slate of earnings and economic data. Earnings highlights include MongoDB and Credo Technology today, followed by CrowdStrike, Bank of Nova Scotia, Marvell Technology, Pure Storage, Okta, GitLab, Box, Scinit Jewelers, and American Eagle Outfitters on Tuesday. Salesforce headlines Wednesday's lineup, which includes Snowflake, Dollar Tree, and Five Below. On Thursday, Dollar General, Ulta Beauty, SentinelOne, Kroger, Brown-Forman, DocuSign, and Toronto Dominion Bank will report. Finally, Victoria's Secret will wrap things up on Friday. The Bureau of Economic Analysis will release the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index for September on Friday. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 5% over the weekend to about $86,000. Ethereum is down 6% to just over $2,800. And XRP is down 6% to $2.05. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes. So listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the Boston area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Microsoft's developers are increasingly leveraging artificial intelligence to enhance productivity. The company envisions a future where AI performs tasks autonomously on personal computers. Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella revealed earlier this year that up to 30% of the code in some projects is generated by AI. While some developers remain skeptical about AI's ability to fully replace human work, AI has demonstrated successes in coding tasks. For instance, developers reported saving significant time on various tasks through AI integration. Despite concerns about job displacement, Microsoft aims to empower developers to focus on creativity rather than mundane tasks. And in entertainment news, Andy Garcia made his Landman debut as Galeno in the season one finale, introduced as a cartel boss who spared the life of Tommy, played by Billy Bob Thornton. and assured him they would be business partners soon. Persia says working alongside his old friend Thornton makes the landmen set feel like home, thanks to their mutual respect and long-standing friendship. The role fit in perfectly as the show's co-creator, Taylor Sheridan, developed it specifically for him. Persia noted that he drew from his own life experiences to shape Galeno's backstory, creating a character who is integrated into society, yet lives under the radar. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American environmentalist and author, John Muir. And he said, "When one tugs at a single thing in nature, he finds it attached to the rest of the world." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.